Body, Mind, Spirit Radio, your live connection to the information for a healthy body, an enlightened mind, and a renewed spirit.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. It's 8 a.m. on the 5th day of November 2012. And regardless of where you are, I hope it's a wonderful day. Regardless of what you've got planned for the day, I am really looking forward to helping you design and create a life that you believe is yours to enjoy. Why? Because I'm going to create my life and design my life the way I believe it is mine to enjoy. And the funny thing is that when I create my life, I am actually helping you create your life. It works. Now, if you don't think it does, and that's okay. That's Ready, Set, Intention here at Body, Mind, Spirit Radio. Totally respects the opinions of everybody else out there, and you're right to have them for two reasons. I'm not going to try and stop you. What I push against gets stronger. So if you want to believe it doesn't work, fine, great. I, though, want to be an example. I want to be the one that people quote, and that's our word for today is quote, and I'll tell you why in a moment. But the interesting thing about what we do with our intention is we set out a vibrational energy, and that which is attracted to that vibrational energy returns. So if you doubt that we can positively affect the lives of others in their quest, that's another great word today, in their quest to achieve what they want in life, to create the life that they believe that they can have, think about how easy it is to get pulled down in somebody else's muck, for lack of a different word to use. If you're around people who are constantly depressed, constantly bummed out, constantly sad, constantly blue, so we're taking a lot of variation on the spectrum of that energy. Eventually, if you're always feeding into that and you're pulling it towards you by sympathizing and commiserating, you will eventually have that same energy. Why? Because you're creating it. We create what we give power to, and what we give power to creates anew. It just keeps recreating. Therefore, and I may be the only one in the store with a smile on my face, I may be the only one at the family reunion who's grinning, I may be the only person in the world that has a kind word for anybody and everybody I see. I'm not saying I always do, I'm just saying I may be. But the funny thing is, that will eventually attract everybody and everything else that vibrates at the same level, as well as sort of float to other people that might be doing that little fence riding thing, like, I want to be happy, but I'm not sure how, and I want to be excited about life, but I'm not sure how, and that's where the quote comes in. I got to tell you, I get a lot of quotes on Facebook. I see a lot of quotes. I read about them, and I truly, truly admire the quotes that make me think. I like to repeat them. I like to pass them on to people. If you're one of my Facebook friends, then go be my guest. Join. Be my Facebook friend. I love it. You'll see that I forward a lot of quotes. I repost a lot of things when I'm on. And part of it is, that's my way of sharing that phenomenal energy. That's my way of sharing that most wonderful feeling. Because I read it and I go, wow, that makes me feel good. So boom, I send it out there. Why? Because I want that feeling to go. It's kind of like scattering rose petals at a wedding or putting sprinkles on a cupcake. You put sprinkles on a cupcake, everybody looks at it and goes, oh, wow, sprinkles on a cupcake. And then there are those that go, oh, wow, it would have been great without the sprinkles. Well, you know what? Take sprinkles off. Or go for the cupcake that doesn't have the sprinkles. Or maybe you weren't meant to have that cupcake. So if you're looking at something and you're seeing that it doesn't vibrate to the way you need to feel good, it's not meant for you. So rather than look at it and wish it were different, and rather than look at it and wish it were something other than what it is, embrace the fact that if that's not vibrating to the way you feel and you want to feel the way you feel, that whatever is about to come along. So continue your quest. Continue your journey. And when you really, really, really feel like you don't have it in you to have a wonderful affirmation or intention that day, you just cannot find the energy, I suggest that you remember maybe one of your favorite quotes, such as Eleanor Roosevelt, nobody can make you feel inferior without your permission. Now, how does that help on setting intention? How about then it takes the thought of all my relationships are harmonious? Ah, there's a thought. So that quote might not be your intention, but the idea behind the quote becomes your intention. So a lot of times some of these things that you see, and Pinterest is another great place. There's people have inspiration boards and quote boards and uplifting boards and Oprah boards and all kinds of great boards. And I was jumping through them yesterday going, oh, I like that. Oh, I like that. Oh, I like that. And it was amazing to me that that and the recipe for homemade Kahlua, those things, the quotes, the recipe for homemade Kahlua got the most repinned of mine yesterday, which I wasn't even intending that. I was just sending out the vibration of the things that make me happy. And that's another thing to pay attention to. When you're looking for something to make you happy, set up a place where happiness can land. Pinterest is a great place to do it. Your Facebook page is a great place to do it. Your home is a great place to do it. Your mind, your heart. See, I keep bringing it in a little closer, but it's the reaching out to allow it to flow to you. You know, water can't flow to you if you're standing in the center of land and you're not near the dock. So go to the dock if you want the water to flow to you. Now, do I believe in miracles, that water can flow anywhere, even if there's no channel or inlet? Absolutely. I most positively do. However, you want to increase those odds? Go stand by the water. Now, there is probably at least one or two of you out there that are saying, Annette, seriously, girl, listen to you just flap them gums all over the place. Yep, I sure am. I'm sure serious, and yes, I'm flapping my gums. Why? Because I do a little radio show, and this little radio show, 15 minutes every Monday morning, 8 a.m., here at Body, Mind, Spirit Radio. I chat with you. I sit down. I have my coffee next to me. I have my energy, my excitement. It's kind of like waking up and the puppy dog sitting there with his tail going flap, 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 looking right in your face. Why? Because that dog intends that the minute they see your eyes, the minute you make eye contact with it, that you and that dog are going to have a great day. My suggestion is that you consider, before you even swing your legs around from getting out of bed, before you even stand up, that you give one intention for your day, something you believe, something that's believable to you, in so much as today is a great day. Now, you might not have all the money you want at the moment. You might not have all the food you want at the moment. You might not even have the clothing you want at the moment. However, believing that today is a great day, and then feeling what that would be like. What would that be like for today to be a great day? Not necessarily what things come to you that would make it a great day, but just that feeling. So take your mind off what would make it a great day and put your feeling energy into something that really makes you feel good, like the scent of a favorite flower. Or for me, it's got to be vanilla. I smell vanilla, I smell cinnamon, I'm grinning. Or the other thing that I like a lot is to know that I'm going to see the sunshine. So maybe when I wake up in the morning, and I can guarantee you that when I wake up in the morning, there is no sun streaming through my window because it's very early in the morning. I just get that feeling of, oh, I'm washed over by sunshine, and that is so awesome. And my eyes close, and my head tilts back, and I grin from ear to ear. And I let that feeling of that sunshine wash through my body. Now, the funny thing is, I'm thinking it's a great day. That's my intention that I put out there. And then I get this feeling that it's all good and warm and soft and happy. Now, what am I going to attract in my great day? Soft, warm, and happy things. Why? Because that's the intention I put out. That's the feeling. Because the belief is the key. I believe it's going to be a great day. I believe it is a great day. And I'm feeling like it's a great day because I'm enjoying the sunshine. I'm enjoying the smell of vanilla. I'm enjoying the cinnamon. Now, is any of that with me right at that moment while I'm sitting there on the edge of my bed? No, of course not. But the feeling of it is, So think of something that you remember that brings that feeling. Think of something that you hang on to that brings that feeling, and allow yourself to really, really, really give a tremendous positive energy towards, towards the fact that you are going to create, and I mean really, really, really create that marvelous energy for you and everybody else. And I do apologize to those in the chat room that are saying that there's a strange sound. I don't hear it in my end, so I apologize if there actually is a strange sound, and I apologize if it is detracting from what's going on. I'm going to intend that everything is going to come together, lickety-split, because the feeling that I got when I was saying I apologize was one of, ooh, kind of bummer. But then when I said I'm intending that it's going to get better, then the really cool thing is my whole mood lightened up, because the feeling is the key. You can believe all you want and you can say everything all you want, but feeling is the key, and then that door opens and things start improving and things start getting better. You might not see them immediately, but if you're leading the way, if you're the person everybody's going to quote that day, so let's say people look at you and they say, what is up with you? Look at that. You're smiling, you're grinning. What the heck are you smiling and grinning for? You can look at them and you can say, I'm smiling and grinning because today's a great day. Or I'm smiling and grinning because, you know, I am truly enjoying my life. Life is the best it's ever been, and it's the best it's ever been for me, and this is the best day I've ever had. Well, perhaps somebody else is going to walk into a room, and it's a room full of, oh, what's the famous phrase, negative Nellies, or, you know, Debbie Downers or Dougie Downers. And somebody looks at that person and says, what's up with you? And that person says, this is the best day of my life so far, and I'm having a wonderful time. Now, I can almost promise you that the first thing somebody else is going to do is they're going to want to confront that person. And they're going to want to say things like, oh, yeah? Well, what about this happening? And what about this happening? And what about this happening? Why? Because it doesn't resonate to them. It doesn't feel right to them. And they want to divert you from your quest, the quest of having the best day of your life so far. Really and truly, there's two things you can do. You can continue to have the best day of your life so far by repeating your affirmation, by smiling and saying thank you and walking on, or sitting down, or whatever it is. If you're passing through, you have to be in that room with them for any length of time. Or you can get involved in an argument, what I call a shoulder-shoving playground bully situation, and you can try and debate. I promise you that if you get into that contest, you're going to lose. And that feeling will go away, and it will not be the best day of your life so far. And let's say you don't lose. Let's say you win. Let's say you quash the competition, and you're standing on top of me like, see, I told you, it's the best day of my life so far. Is it really? Is it really? Was that what you intended? Was that you were going to have the best day of your life so far if you had to vanquish 42 objectors? No, that wasn't it at all. Because that kind of a power struggle never leads to what you're looking for. That kind of a power struggle never gets you. It's a struggle. What did Lily Tomlin say once? It doesn't matter if you win the rat race, you're still a rat. If you're not a rat, don't be in the rat race. If you're not a little gray cloud, don't be a little gray cloud. What you are is a magnificent replication of all the love, all the joy, all the peace, all the passion, and all the happiness in the world. That's what you are. So when you set your intention for the day, you set the intention that the day will replicate what and who you truly are. And the day doesn't necessarily go by our thoughts as much as our feelings. So the thoughts you think will create your feelings. The feelings will generate the energy that returns to you. So the beautiful thing about it is, maybe there's an inspirational quote out there that is really, really going to help you get a handle on what's going on today. Maybe there's something absolutely fabulous that you find that you're off on a journey to seek. So the quest you have for the day is amazing, because you're thinking, wow, I am going to be able to find and enjoy that life I've always wanted to have. Now, the beautiful thing about it is, since life is made up of moments, minutes, you will probably have more time throughout the day where you are feeling it because you're thinking it than necessarily getting it back in return. It will seem that way. That is an illusion. Because the minute you think it and you feel it, you're already creating it and it's already there. So be one of the people that people quote. Be one of the people that takes a fabulous quote that you see and makes it your own. Give yourself the opportunity to really feel that thought that comes into your head that this is the best day of your life so far, that all your relationships are harmonious, that everything you need comes to you the moment you need it, and that all your needs are met even before you ask. Why? Because you're ready to set your intention.